Ça fait vite. Je vais t'amener au bout. Elle est Todot Noah. As a reminder that every year Parashat Noah is a storm.
Storm.
Not just rain, storm. Storm expect snow in Muncie. Tomorrow night expect snow in Muncie. Friday night. Another storm is coming on. Oh, the Rebbe do. Another storm. It's every year like this. Not only that, until Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash, every year was 40 days rain without stopping. It says in the Tanakh, Shlomo opened Beit HaMikdash and then it started to be Beit HaMikdash Chodesh Bul. It says from the word Mabul, missing the letter Mem. Bul with the letter Mem makes Mabul. So Chodesh Cheshvan, according to Chachamim, the Mabul started Chodesh Cheshvan this month. This coming month. Shabbat is Chodesh Cheshvan. Mabul started the 17th of Cheshvan. So every year, 17th of Cheshvan started to rain 40 days and 40 nights, like it happened in time of Noah. Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash, it stopped. Still, as long as I can remember myself in America, not in Israel, as long as I'm in America, every year, Parashat Noach, open the weather,
today,
storms. Today what?
Today was the first rain in Israel.
Today was the first rain in Israel. I heard my brother told me. But this is not every year. But in America, Parashat Noach, always raining. The week before Parashat Noach and Parashat Noach. So, Eretz Toldot Noach, with your permission. It says like this, Eretz Toldot Noach, those are the children of Noach. That's a simple explanation of the word Toldot. So you should expect to have the next word, the children of Noach. Of course, Noach had three children, Shem, Ham, and Yefet. Instead, the Torah says, Eretz Toldot Noach, Noach is Tzadik Tamim. Noach was a holy man, Tamim. Tamim, says the Gemara, means humble. This is not the children. The children, the Torah says, El Todot Noach, Shem, Ham, Yefet. Like the Torah says, the next sentence. The Torah says the next sentence. Noach had three children. But when you start El Todot Noach, the answer should say, the next sentence, the description should say, Shem, Ham, Yefet. It doesn't say that. It says he was a tzaddik, I was a tamim. The only person ever with the title of Tzadik Tamim in the whole Tanakh is Noach. There is no other person in the Tanakh being described like this. Not only that, there is only one more person in the Tanakh being described as a Tzadik, is Yosef. But this is in the Navi, in Haftarah Parashat Vayeshev, the Navi describes Yosef as a Tzadik without mentioning his name. So Noach must be a very powerful person. Not only is he a very powerful person, because he is going to be the only survivor from the generation, the Torah says, Tzadik Tamim. Haya bedorotav et alokim et alech Noach, was walking always, says the Zohar, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'el l'shoshav nishim et chamev, tishachet as v'nei alokim et imal aretz chamas. Comes the Gemara and says the following. The Torah says, the situation on earth, people did not behave, did all kind of bad things. But the Torah adds, besides the bad things, the impurity of the people, Batimale Aretz Hamas. Earth was filled with theft. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you think theft? You think there were robberies? Very small amount of robberies. This is what the Torah means, Hamas, is the people used to go to the food market, and people used to have like tables over there and selling. The Gemara said they used to say like squash. Says the Gemara, 100 squash cost 1 penny in those days. That's before the inflation and all the things. By the way, when I came to America 40 years ago, you went with a nickel to the east side, you could have gotten for yourself something to eat. Today, for $5, you don't have enough. Remember, I got married in 1970. I came to America. I used to go living for Rockaway. My wife and myself used to go shopping for Shabbat. I had no car. I came off the train. I used to meet my wife. We used to go to World Bombs in Far Rockaway. For $25, we bought food for Shabbat and for the whole week. That's probably 40 years ago. In time of Noah, the Gemara says, used to plow and seed once in 40 years. There was so much food, they didn't have to plow more than once in 40 years. Once in 40 years, they plow, and then kept growing with the rain, kept growing and growing, harvest, they sat down at home, didn't do a job, nothing. You didn't have to do nothing. So the Gemara says, what happened was, that people used to come to the food market, and a person, they had a lot of vegetables and fruits, and people used to come, and a man was, he had this produce, and people used to say, what do you have? He says, I have a squash. I said, okay, can I have one squash? And one ate it up. The next one, ate it up. Never paid for it. But the amount that the squash cost is not maybe 1/100 of a penny. Because you get in a penny 100 pieces. The Torah says, Vatimale aretz chamas, people were stealing. You think people were stealing, who knows what? Come to Gemara, no, Gemara calls it turmesin. I said, like a little squash. What do you mean they stole the squash? No, they went to the market and each one tasted a squash. And the guy went home, had no money and no squash. Big deal, so. Again, the Torah says it's a very big deal. Because the Torah says, Vayomer Elokim Lenoach Ketro Basar Bal Lefanai, Ki Malah Aretz Chamas Mipneihem. When Hashem speaks to Noah, he tells Noah, you know what? That's the end of the world. He said, what's the end of the world? Because people are stealing. He says, what about all the other things they did? The Mabul, the Gemara said, there's a description of very bad behavior of people. That's nothing. When Hashem speaks to Noah, that's what he tells Noah. Noah, people are stealing. He said, if I would be Noah, I would say, so, what is stealing? If Chas v'Shalom, they're killing each other, they're robbing each other on the street, and it's something, you know, it's the whole country, the whole world is upside down, is one thing. It's nothing. They go to the market, so they taste the food, they take big deals. Oh, Hashem said, you know what? End of the world. For what? Says the Gemara, yeah. Says the Gemara, Kupa shel Avonot Gezel Nikatrik Berosh. Says the Gemara, if a person has sins, a basket of sins, it says the Gemara, the major problem that the person has in his lifetime is theft. Theft. I said, what kind of a theft? So you think, who knows what they stole? No, not from insurance company, not from the government, nothing. They took squash from a person. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to destroy the world. For this. Never mind what else they did. But when he speaks to Noah, that's what he said. The end of the world is because theft. In the Mishnah Taretz, I'm going to destroy earth. I said, please, you, Mr. Noah, go make yourself a box, an ark, and you have to make like rooms. There's a machloket, how many rooms Noah made in the ark? Maybe 950, maybe 600 for all the creatures from all over the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a specification, the length, the width, the height of the teva. He says, I'm going to make the Mabul, and you're going to go inside the Teva. By the way, you go and you purchase food for all the creatures. Can you imagine if you ever went to the Bank Zoo? You see how much they eat over there. The animals. Forget about this. Noah is going to go inside the Teva. He has a wife, he has 3 children, and 3 daughters-in-law. So they're going to go in the Teva. They were in the Teva 365 days. Exactly. A year. 1 year. Okay. You know how much food you need to feed all the creatures. And there are lots of creatures we don't have today anymore. They're all inside the Teva. And Noah has to go now. Hashem tells him in the Torah, you go get food for them. So me, go get food for them. This is me. I am the chief rabbi. My name is Noah. Ish tzadik tamim. That's the description you gave me. You told me I'm a tzadik. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him, It says, Hashem never told the person in his face that he's holy. The only person ever Hashem spoke to and told him he's holy is Noah. Not Avram, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, not Yosef, not Moshe, nobody. Hashem never said to a person, you're a holy man, just to Noah. Can you imagine? You get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a statement. You are a holy man. He says, oh, you're a holy man. So what do you expect? I said, I'll tell you what you should do. Go build yourself an ark and go buy enough, go get food from all over. Says the Gemara, what kind of food? One opinion of the Gemara says, well, every animal eats something else. Every creature eats something else. Noah had to go all around and he had to prepare for this journey food for his family as well as for himself. Says the Torah, listen, what you got to build is you build the three floors in the Teva. And it says it's going to be one floor. The upper part is for you and your family, for your wife and your daughters-in-law. And the middle floor is for all the animals. And the bottom one is for garbage. Garbage. You can't open the window and throw garbage. It's not New York City. It says you have to keep the garbage inside. Can you imagine? Sail 1 year with no deodorant, with no air freshener, with no window open, closed box. Not only closed box, tar from outside, tar from inside. You can't even have any oxygen inside. And the bottom floor is garbage. You had to wash all the animals. Can you imagine? Animals have to go to the bathroom 1 year. Noah has to go to the bathroom. His wife, his children, 1 year. Everything inside the box on the bottom floor. Can you imagine the good smell they had over there? Can you imagine the comfortable? This is the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the title Tzaddik. He says, you are the only survivor. You are the survivor. He says, that's how you survived me. He says, you call me a holy man. He says, go become a zookeeper. Not just a zookeeper. He says, go take care of all the animals. He says the Gemara that Eliezer, Rebbe Avraham, met Shem. Next week's parasha, son of Noah. And he asked Shem, says, can you tell me something what happened in the ark, in the Teva? So Shem said, yeah, I want to tell you something. My father and myself and my two brothers were running around 365 days, 724, to feed the animals and all the creatures. He says, was such a pressure, you have no idea. He says, there was one creature, like a bird. It's like a bird that my father forgot to give that creature food. And in one of the rounds that my father was running around the Teva, he realized it. He went to that creature and said, I'm sorry. I forgot about you. I was so busy. But because I forgot about you, I didn't make any commotion and no demonstration downtown next to Wall Street. So for this, I give you a blessing. You're never going to die. Says the Gemara, that creature never dies. Says Shem ben Noach, the son told Eliezer, you have no idea what my father and ourselves went through in the ark. You have no idea. One took care of the animals, one took care of the wild animals, one took care of the birds, one took care of all the insects. He says, we had no day, no night. You see, I want to tell you something. One time my father was late, a few minutes to the lion, and when he came to the lion gave him Shalom Aleichem with his paw, and my father became invalid. Came invalid. 350 years. My father was walking, limping, broken hip, spitting blood. Vayisherach Noach. It says this man, that being described by Kadosh Baruch Hu as a holy man, became a zookeeper, running around the Teva, and he was late one day to the lion. The lion hit him. Of course, it's from Hashem. He said, what business is this? So this is the Noach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save this guy. He says, go inside the Teva. Go lock yourself inside the Teva. 365 days, no light, no nothing outside. Dark outside. The bark sails on the water. And Noach is running around. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to save this guy that he loved so much. His name is Noach. Just says the Torah, finally, close to here, the Teva hit Turkey. It's called Ararat Mountain. It's between Turkey and Iran. And Noah opened the window of the Teva. He wants to send the crow, and the crow doesn't want to go. He sends the pigeon. He sends the pigeon. Says the Gemara, was a male pigeon, not a female, a male. Says the male pigeon goes outside, comes back to Noah, says, no, the Teva rested on the mountain, but it's too much water. The following week, he sent the pigeon again. Again, the pigeon goes. He comes back from a leaf of an olive tree. By the way, you should know, they sell abstract, you say? No? Extract. Forgive me, I never went to Harvard University. Extract. They sell extract, doctor, from olive leaves. He says very, very bitter, but very healthy. He says they destroy all the viruses in a person's body. Everything. For certain sicknesses, they have no medicine. You buy it in a health food store and say this is bitter, bitter like a gall. You can't put it in your mouth. That pigeon, says the Gemara, says the Torah, comes back to Noah, and the pigeon has in his mouth a leaf from an olive tree. Says the Gemara, what are you trying to say? Gemara, I'm trying to tell Noah a message. I'd rather have this bitter leaf as food to myself from Hashem, and not from Noah. I don't want from you nothing. He says, excuse me, what kind of a chutzpah is this? Even Israelis don't have this kind of a chutzpah. What kind of a chutzpah is this? This Noah took care of you, 1 year gave you food, and now you went, and you give him a message. Here, you see, I have a leaf from an olive tree, and it's very bitter. It says, to tell you, this is my message, this is the thank you. It says, I'd rather have this from Hashem, not to have from you Coca-Cola. It says, shame on you talking like this to Noah, or why the Torah has to write it anyway. Then Noah, finally Hashem says, Noah, go out of the Teva. Noah goes outside out of the Teva. He planted a vineyard. He had a branch of a vineyard he took inside the Teva. He planted it, grew grapes, he squeezed them, got drunk, doesn't know what he's doing, and then he is erased from the history. Finished. Don't know anything about Noah. Hardly anybody named his children Noah. All the people that I know, the name is Noah, have a hard time in their life. I says, forget about Noah. What happened? Each tzaddik tamim, holy man. What happened? Forget about it. This halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha in the Gemara and the Rambam, and we say every day in Shema Yisrael, "Venatati esev besadcha livemtecha ve'achalta ve'savata." Hashem says, if you listen to me, I will give grass for your animals, and then you should eat. Comes the Gemara and says, you know halacha, that the person, if he has a pet in his house, he is not allowed to eat anything before he gives his pet. It doesn't matter what the pet is. It can be a dog, can be a cow, can be a sheep, can be a cat, can be a fish in the aquarium. It doesn't matter. You get up in the morning, you want to have a Danish with a coffee. You can't have a Danish until you give the fish food. This is why Hashem said it in Shema Yisrael. Hashem said, I'm going to give grass to your animal, and then you can eat. It says, listen, this is my pet. I bought this pet. I brought this pet home. It says, for what do I have to give him first and then me second? What is this? The pet is more important than me. But this is halacha. We have in the Torah a story that in Parashat Chayei Sara, Avraham Avinu is going to send Eliezer to look for a wife for Yitzchak. Eliezer goes to Haran, he stands next to a well, and he says to Hashem, listen, I'm here to look for a wife for Yitzchak. I have no idea which one. But I'm going to stand over here next to the well, and I'm going to ask the girl that comes, would you give me to drink? if she continues and she would say yes, and I would give water to your camels, that's the girl. Comes the Torah and says, he stands over there, by the time he finished his thought, Rivka came, he ran to Rivka, he asked Rivka, would you give me water? And Rivka said, I'm going to give you camels as well. So he took his bracelet, and he took an earring, put it on her nose, says, Mazal Tov, engaged to Yitzchak Avinu. So the Chachamim asked, what's the idea over here behind? This, the Ezer said, you know, she's going to give him to drink, and the camel to them, big deal. So, this is how you become a wife of Yitzchak Avinu. Come to Gemara Rabotai and tells us, you should know, this world that we are at stands on kindness. But you have to have a true kindness. The Gemara says like this, true kindness really is only if a person does it to a person that person is going to Gan Eden. Then you know from Gan Eden he won't send you any money. But subconscious, when a person does kindness to someone, in his subconscious he thinks, oh, I did something, I gave tzedakah, I give this, I have some benefit from it. Even though he doesn't mean it, even though he doesn't think about it, but you know, maybe it's good to give charity, it's good to help, it's good, you don't know why it's good. He says, subconscious, you don't know what you have in your mind. This is one thing for sure, says the Gemara. Yaakov Avinu asked Yosef, come, bury me in Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara, it's called Chesed Shel Emet. He says, this is a true kindness, because Yaakov will not pay you anything, because Yaakov is going to be dead in Marat HaMakpelah. So this, you do a kindness to a person that is on the way to Gan Eden, that's true kindness, because you don't expect any return on your kindness. Chachamim said this one more, at least. Often, an entity that's called true kindness. This is an animal. Animal. You see, an animal on the street, you don't expect any benefit from the animal. You see a dog, you see a cat, you see a bird, you give the bird something to eat, you give the Shlomo HaMelech says, Shlach lach mecha al pnei ha-mayim, he says, go to the river and give bread to the fish. He says, one day you're going to have benefit from it. He says, because this is true kindness, because you don't expect anything from the fish. That's called true kindness. How far it goes. Says the Gemara, says the Torah like this, Ki tere chamor sonacha robetz tachat masao v'chadalta me'azov lo azov ta'azov imo. So if you see your enemy's donkey on the street, and the owner of the donkey is your enemy, he wants to load weight on the donkey. But, you know, you don't like him. Torah says, you have to go help him. Comes the Tosfot, says, so what do you mean you hate somebody? What do you mean you hate a Jew? So, well, no, I tell you what. I don't hate him because he's a bad person. I hate him because he hates God. He hates Hashem. What do you mean he hates Hashem? He doesn't believe in Hashem. He rebels against Hashem. He doesn't want to do what Hashem says. So the Gemara says, if you have a Jew like this, that behaves like this, you don't have to love him. It says, because he hates God, you're entitled to hate him. I don't hate him as a person, I hate the entity of that creature that rebels against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This guy's donkey, says the Torah, standing next to the guy, and the guy is looking for help to load the donkey. He can do it by himself. You walk by, he says, oh, this guy, no way. This is the last one I want to help. Says the Torah, listen, the guy needs help. You're not going to get any reward from this guy. No benefit, because you're enemies anyway. He knows that you hate him. Go and help him. That's called true kindness, that no expectation of any benefit will come to you. Says any creature is like this. Every animal is like this. I says, if you help animal, you see, chashalom, a bird that fell from a tree and it has a broken wing, and you take and you pet the bird and you give the bird to eat. I says, that's called true kindness. Says the Navi, bechesed veemet yichupar avon. He says, with true kindness, Hashem waves the sins. So it means like this. Just the Gemara, I want to explain to you. The Gemara says, let me explain to you what this word is all about. This word is all about, is about kindness. You have to be kind to people. How much kindness? Let me tell you, Parashat Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit, Rabbi Baruch wanted me to speak Parashat Bereshit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam and Chava, you read Parashat Bereshit, you don't know what the message is. What the message? Let's speak Parashah. He said, well, so they went to Gan Eden, they ate from the fruit. No. This is what the Gemara says, the message of let's speak Parashah. Adam HaRishon was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and warned, you must not eat from the tree. After he ate from the tree and his wife, they found themselves naked. They have no clothing on. In today's time, it's a pleasure. In time in Gan Eden, they got embarrassed. They got embarrassed. Nobody else is in the world. They got embarrassed. And says, I have no clothing. Says the Torah stories. They went right away. And when they realized they have no clothing, they took a leaf from a fig tree. It was a big leaf. In Gan Eden, the leaves are very big. Torah says, one leaf. And from one leaf, they cut. And they made themselves like belts to cover themselves. Then comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Torah, the way we read last week, and told them, mankind, what did you eat? Hashem gave him 10 curses. Mucho trava, robota, work hard, mucho, poquito dinero. It says 10 curses. Then 10 curses to Chava. Then 10 curses to the snake, and 9 curses to earth. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fuming. They destroyed the world. After Hashem finished all the curses, says the Torah, "Vayas la'em kotnot or v'yalbishem." The Kadosh Baruch Hu meant to beg it all and made for them leather clothing, not polyester, leather, a skirt for the rabbanit and a blouse for the rabbanit, and for Mr. Adam a jacket with a pants from leather. Forget about it; he made it for them. V'yalbishem. He told Adam HaRishon, look at the mirror, fits you, look nice. Shall I move the buttons for you? Says the Torah, says the Gemara says it. Torah, Tchilata, Gmilut Chasadi. The message of Lestik Parasha is not that he ate from the tree, it's not that he was expelled out of Gan Eden. The message is, what you're supposed to do at someone that you don't like so much. That somebody that betrayed you, that somebody that destroyed the world, that somebody that rebelled against you, that somebody has no respect for you, embarrassed you, you go and you make clothing for him. Not clothing, from, the Gemara says, from rabbit. Because rabbit, the skin, the leather of a rabbit is very expensive. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu created. He didn't kill a rabbit, because Hashem doesn't kill nobody. Hashem made all of a sudden a rabbit leather and went to Adam HaRishon, put on him, put on the Geveret, on the missus, leather, and he said, you like it? You feel it? He says, what are you talking about? What happened? They need clothing? Why didn't clothing? Because they ate from the tree. Who told them to eat from the tree? They shouldn't eat from the tree. If they should not have eaten from the tree, they don't need clothing. They say, you need clothing because you disobey Hashem. That I have now to make you clothing? What's wrong with you people? Says the Gemara, Torah Tchilatat Gmilut Chasadi. The message is this world, says the Navi, Olam Chesed Ibane. This world stands on kindness. And for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Parashat Bereshit, to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To learn Torah Tchilatat Chesed, Tchilatat Gmilut Chasadi. That's what the Gemara says. If you have a creature in your house that you own, first you have to give him breakfast before you have breakfast. Because the world is standing on kindness, but it has to be a true kindness. A true kindness means that you really don't want to do it. Kindness to a friend of yours, kindness that you do to your father, it's obvious. It's not called kindness. That's obligation, that's a feeling that you have. The measurement of kindness is if you do it to someone you don't appreciate so much, and you cannot take him, or in America, you cannot stomach him, and if I don't like this person, I want to stay away from him. To him, if he do kindness, it's for sure you're not going to get any benefit. You're not going to get any reward. That's called true kindness. It's called chesed shel emet. Chesed de emet yichupar avon. Says Navi, you know, if you do this kindness, Hashem waives everything. Here comes Dora Mabul. This is the generation of the Mabul. That's what they do. You know what they do? They're not stealing a lot. Some of them stole, said the Gemara. And most of the people, they just go to the food, the market, and they see a person has squash. And each one takes one squash and goes home and eat it, or they eat it in the market. What is the value of the squash? Nothing. 0.01. But the disaster is that this world is kindness. Kindness means to give. You take. That's your problem. You destroy the concept of this world. It says you don't go. It says it's a free food. A free food, with all the respect, if the guy wants to give it to you. If he don't, the guy doesn't want to give it to you. So what do you mean you took from him? Oh, I had a good time. I took. What do you mean you took from him? You took from him. You destroyed the foundation of this world. The purpose of this world is to do kindness. You ruined the whole thing. That's what Hashem tells Noah. Forget about the sins that people did. I'm going to destroy the world because of Hamas, because they're taking. Since they're taking, big deal what they took. They took one squash, says the Gemara. I says, yeah, but everybody is doing it. Everybody's doing it. No one wants to do kindness. No one wants to go on the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did. I said, no, you know what? I'm going to fix everything. I said, come over here. I like you very much. Let's Parashat Noach. Let's send this Parashat Noach. Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Hashem loves Noach. This is the Gemara. You know why Hashem loves Noach? What's Noach? I tell you what happened. In the time before the Mabul, everybody lived between 700 and 900 years. Everyone. The people live forever. So you know, after so many years that you live, you want to go to Boca Raton. You want to go to retirement. I mean, again, what do you have to do? He goes to Florida. Sometimes Rena comes, it's hurricane. It doesn't matter. It's over. I go over there to Florida. Before he goes, he asks his son, would you be kind enough to send me food down there or some money? So his son used to say, 100% Papa. So Papa used to say, listen, my father is still alive. And my grandfather is still alive. And my great-grandfather is still alive. So would you be kind enough also, while I'm away playing golf in Florida, to feed them? So everyone in that generation said, Papa, I take care of you. They got a problem. Let them get Social Security if America will still have money. I don't give them money. I don't know. Says the Gemara, Noah was the first one. His father asked him, Noah, I'm going to Florida. I'm going to retire. Would you give food to my father? Noah said, for sure. To my grandfather? For sure. To my great-grandfather? For sure. Anything you want, Papa, I give them food. Noah matzachem b'nei Hashem. Hashem loves Noah because Noah is a giver. Noach is a person that wants to give. It's kindness. All the rest, they look for themselves. Well, I support my father. I will not support my grandfather. Definitely not my great-grandfather. My great-grandmother, forget about it. I have nothing to do with that. I didn't even know them. They serve so many people and so many children and brothers. I don't want to know who my grandfather is. I don't want to know them. I don't have this obligation. Noach was the first one said. So he's on the path of kindness. Hashem said, okay, Noach, listen. Now, I have for you a mission. What's your mission? Listen, those people, the sin was they used to go to the market and take vegetables and fruit from each other. What I want you is like this. I want you to do the opposite. You go get now food for all the creatures. Go build yourself an ark, whatever. And you can take care of all the insects. On the cockroaches, on the spiders. He says, I don't need them. I'd rather they should sink. I don't need it. I need it in the teva. But I have to take care of all those animals. It says this called true kindness. Chesed shel emet. Yechupar avon. Then Hashem will waive the sins of all those people. Noach had to correct what they damaged. They damaged kindness. Noach is going to repair kindness. How? He's going to take care of things that he doesn't want to take care of. He says, I have to take care of all those animals. I'm crazy. 365 days a year, 24/7, ran away all the teva, he and his children, feed the animals. One day he's late for the line hits him. He speeds blood. He is limping. For the rest of his life, he cannot be a Kohen. He cannot sacrifice. He said, what happened? He says, no, this was a lesson for us. Your job on this earth is kindness without stopping. You stop 1 second, remember, the lion is here. This is the message of Parashat Bereshit. This is the message of Parashat Noach. That's the halacha. You have in your house a creature, a pet, give him first to it. Because it's a privilege. It's not an obligation. When you give him to it, when you give this creature food, it means you do true kindness. True kindness waives your sins. It says you have no more sins. Now go on with a new day. It says you clear. I said, that's Eliezer, the smartest ever. I said, Abraham, send him to get a wife. For Yitzchak, he goes to the well, he says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I ask a girl to give me water, and she will offer by herself to give my camels, that's true kindness. This is not kindness. You see a stranger, and he wants a cup of Coca-Cola. You give him Coca-Cola. He says, you know, this guy, I give him Coca-Cola. Next time I meet him someplace, he'll give me. You know, in subconscious, you don't know what you think. Maybe you never think like this. But subconsciously, in your brain, maybe in the back of your mind, maybe you think, oh, it's good to be good. It's good to be good. But it's not good to be good to an animal. Not to a camel. And let's say, Eliezer said, that's the test. If I'm looking for a wife, I want to know, I want to make sure that my wife wants to do true kindness. She will not expect for me anything. He says, I did this for you, you got to do this for me. Give me a credit card, give me a Lexus, give me a Bentley, take me on vacation, buy me a house, buy me this. He says, a true wife means true kindness. True kindness, the test is a creature that you do kindness to him, and he will not ask for any benefit, no reward. This is Rivka. That's the same story with the pigeon. Noach sent the pigeon, and the pigeon, the second time, comes back with a leaf from an olive tree. He tells Noach, listen, Mr. Noach, I want to explain to you something. Me, rather get from Hashem, because Hashem gives it to me with full heart, true kindness. You give me food, you can expect from me something maybe. I rather not have it. Here, you see, you send me outside to look for something. You need me for, I don't need nothing. I want this world to stand on true kindness. True kindness is bitter leaf from an olive tree, my food from Hashem. It's called true kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you a story, how this world is standing on. It was one of the biggest Chachamim that we ever had. His name was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah. His name was Yehuda, from Shevet Yehuda. And one day, says the Gemara, he went to a slaughterhouse. He was very rich, says the Gemara, Turab Gdula b'makom echad, one of the richest Jews ever, talking after the destruction of Sekhem et Hamikdash. Friendly with the Caesar of Rome, Antoninus, smartest ever, used to come to his house after they buried him every Friday night to make Kiddush. Something like Yaakov Avinu never died. The Gemara says. The Gemara. He went to a slaughterhouse, and while he's standing in the slaughterhouse, a bull ran over to him and put his head under his jacket. Like the bull is asking for mercy. He doesn't want to be slaughtered. So the Gemara, we don't see, told him, listen, Mr. Bull, go to the shochet, go to the guy that wants to slaughter you. For this Hashem made you. Hashem made you to be slaughtered. Says the Gemara, the bull left, and from that moment, the next 17 years, Rabbi Yanasi had tremendous teeth. No dentistry, no medicine for this. Says the Gemara, you know how much pain he had. That the pain that he took upon himself was equivalent to all the pains of all the ladies in Israel when they give birth. Therefore, says the Gemara, as long that he had pain in his teeth for 17 years, every lady went to the hospital to give birth, had no pain. They delivered the baby like an egg. Like a chicken lays an egg. Has no pain. All the ladies deliver children with no pain. Because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi has so much pain in his teeth, that the amount of pain that he got was equivalent to all the pain of all the people in Eretz Yisrael. For what? For telling the bull, go to the shochet, for this Hashem made you to be slaughtered. That's so bad. And 17 years. Why 17 years? And why in his teeth? What in his teeth? Says the Gemara, 17 years he suffers, there's no end to it. One day, he had a palace. He lived in Bet She'an. Tzipori, Bet She'an. He sees his maid, he had a lot of maids, the palace. He sees his maid running after a mouse with a broom to kill the mouse. This is before Home Depot, no traps. He screams at the maid, don't kill him. V'rachamav al kol masav. Hashem has mercy. Have mercy. But have mercy on the mouse. You know what? He can destroy the whole palace. Rabashi wrote this story in the Gemara. You know the secret of the story? Says the Gemara like this. Says the Torah. Says the Gemara, if you're going to praise Yehuda that saved Yosef, you are cursing Yehuda. But the story was that Yosef arrived to look for the brothers by the request of Yaakov Avinu. They see him, they wanted to kill him. Then Yehuda said, Reuben said, throw him to the pit. They threw him in the pit. Then Yehuda picked him up. They sold him. They took his garment. They slaughtered a goat. They dipped the garment in the blood. They sent it to Yaakov and said, this is Yosef. This is the end of the story, selling Yosef. Comes the Gemara and says, don't give no credit to Yehuda. Why you sold him to the Egyptians? Why you sold him to the Arabs? And says, you know good, Yehuda. Just look what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the whole thing. Here's the guy's name is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, a grandson of Yehuda. He goes to a slaughterhouse. Because when they sold Yosef, they slaughter a goat. He goes to the slaughterhouse, a bull comes running towards him. Yosef is a bull. Bechor shoro hadar lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test this guy, Rabbi Yehuda. How much mercy, true mercy you have. The bull comes over to him, put his head under his jacket. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, go. Let them slaughter you. He said, yo, you're doing it again. Again you have no mercy. Says the Gemara, he had pain in his teeth 17 years. How old was Yosef when they sold him? 17. 17 years is pain in his teeth. Says the Zohar, you know why it's in teeth? A Jew has 32 teeth. A goy has only 30. Unless he has Jewish blood. But every Jew has 32 teeth. I says, why 32? Because Zohar says, there are 32 paths of Chokmah, of wisdom. So Hashem gave us teeth, 32. Was a guy in Brooklyn, you never heard about him. I did. His name is Blujewa Rebbe. That Blujewa Rebbe, he died, he was 100 years old. All his teeth in his mouth, never went to a dentist. Soon you know why. He said, if you go to a dentist, it's because something is wrong with your wisdom. What's wrong with your wisdom? Says the Zohar, kindness comes from wisdom. If you're smart enough, you know how to help others, you know how to do kindness. Says the Zohar, kindness, true kindness comes from your wisdom. Wisdom is number 32. Wisdom means 32 teeth. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, while he was standing over there in the slaughterhouse, and the bull asked for mercy, and says, please, I don't want to be slaughtered. He says, remember a few thousand years ago what happened? He says, you, Yehuda, had no mercy on Yosef. Reuven said it. When they found the cup in Binyamin's bag, Reuven told them, listen, brothers, I told you, when Yosef arrived, he begged you, please, it doesn't matter what I did to you. Have mercy on me. Velosh matem, you didn't listen. That's why you have this problem now. This is, Yosef is going to kill you because you had no mercy. Because the world is standing on mercy. He says, if you have no mercy, you're dead. And he says, listen, here you are in the slaughterhouse. A bull wants mercy. He says, forget about it, slaughter him. Slaughter him. You have no mercy. No mercy. 17 years of pain in your teeth. Because your teeth resembled wisdom. Your teeth resembled kindness, as the Zohar. 17 years he suffered. After 17 years, he sees his maid chasing a mouse. Mouse. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, mouse is a wicked creature. Says the Gemara, why it's wicked? Says the Gemara, because when the mouse finds food, he is not kind. He is so bad, he goes, calls all his families and his friends. Come, there's food by this guy's kitchen. Says the Gemara, Hani Achberi Reshi'ininu. Says the Gemara, a creature that has the title of Rasha is a mouse. What can be better than the maid is running and chasing the mouse with the broom? It says, at that moment, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi realized what he did 17 years before. He told the maid, don't kill him! He says, what do you mean don't kill him? This is called Chesed Shelemet. This is true kindness, that you don't expect any reward from the mouse. The opposite. Who knows what he's going to do when he's still alive now? But by this, you repaired what he did 17 years ago, that he told the bull, go, let them slaughter you. This is what he did to Yosef. In the previous life, he did to Yosef, he had no mercy on him. To repair it, 17 years of suffering, and now you got into your brain that this world is standing on true kindness. Ari never killed a creature in his life. Never. Because when you kill it, it means it's a lack of kindness. You have to have kindness on the creature that you don't like, not the creature that you like. I said, I love my dog, I love my pigeon, I love my fish. No. You have to love your spider. Spider, no. Ari said spider you're allowed to kill because they help to burn the Hamikdash. But every other creature, it doesn't matter that you like, don't like it. But when you feed him, when you give it to eat, when you do something to him, he says, this is true kindness. Ari said, you pick him up, you don't want him in your house, you throw him outside. Don't crush him. Don't kill him. For what are you killing him? He said, killing him is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, what he did to Yosef. Had no mercy. He says, the test is to have mercy. He says, Noach, at the end of his life, not the end of his life, he comes out of the Teva, he wants to do L'chaim. Do L'chaim? He says, he planted a vineyard, he says, I'm going to have L'chaim. You're here on this world to give some other people L'chaim, not for you L'chaim. He says, he gets drunk, and he wants to do something else. He wants to have another kid, which says the Gemara, the kid to be his shamash. He says, you want the kid to be your shamash. He says, the idea in this world is the opposite, to give, not to take. This is why Noah sends a pigeon, a male pigeon, because a male pigeon means the male is only giving to the female. He says, Noah taught us what is the concept of this world. He says, Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you when you take care of others. Hashem loves Noah because he took care of his grandfather, his great-grandfather. Hashem gave him this mission to save the world, to rebuild this world. This world was destroyed by the people they're only taking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us Parashat Bereshit that you have to give to the ones you don't like so much, you don't appreciate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them garment from leather to show us, to teach us. It doesn't matter if you don't like the person. It doesn't matter if the person did not behave nicely to you, embarrassed you, did bad things to you. Still, you have an obligation to do true kindness to him. That's called true kindness. Noach, this was his mission. He was the missionary to restart this world that took 365 days in the Teva, run around, feed all the creatures that really I don't need them, I don't like them, I don't want it. I'm a tzaddik, I'm a holy man. That's called tzaddik. Noach is tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. Says the Gemara, you know what tamim is? Tamim means humble. Humble means like this. This job is not for me. The job is not for me. You know, in Europe was a city called Kelem. Kelem. Kelem was the city of Musar. But they learned a lot. I learned in Yeshiva Kfar Hasidim, Rabbi Lupian told us that in Kelem, Simchat Torah, they said, who wants to open the Aron HaKodesh? So who doesn't? He says, I tell you what. Who wants to take the garbage out of the yeshiva? Who wants to take the dirt from the toilet? Those days with no sewer or no septic tank. So under the toilet was a pail that people used to sit down on the toilet when it was full. Then somebody used to take the pail and go outside behind the building someplace and dump it. Can you imagine the smell that comes from the pay? If you have those temporary toilets that you know, in the construction sites. So can you imagine what happened in the yeshiva? So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Elipian said, on Simchat Torah, people used to beat. They said, we want to take this. He said, you wanted it? Okay. The price for this, you have to learn this 500 pages of Gemara. For this, we let you, give you the honor to go to the toilet and take this dirt and spill it outside. I, with my eyes, I was in yeshiva, talking to you 50 years ago, Rabbi Elipian, I saw with my eyes, he was about 85 years old, washes the toilets, washes himself the toilets, in the yeshiva, from the boys, not from himself. He had a cat, he used to follow him, from his room to the yeshiva. The cat used to come, Rabbi Elipian used to come, give the cat milk, daily, every day, when I was in yeshiva. He says, that's the message. This Olam Chesed Ibaneh, this world stands on kindness. Not how much you can gain and how much you can acquire and take and have. It's how much could you give. How much kindness can you do to the entities you really don't like them to do. Because that's called true kindness. And that's what Chaim Vital said. True kindness starts in your house. How much you help your wife. How much you help in the house. He says, that's called true kindness. Because I don't have to help my wife. My wife has a maid. The whole day she's shopping, returning, Macy's. Let's stop. I have to help her. Let her stay. She's on the phone the whole day. And it says, true kindness, Rabbi Chaim Vital said, it starts at home. And it says, that's the kindness that you really you don't like to do so much. It says, this is the test. But true kindness, that saved the world. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on the world. Without this true kindness of Noah, that he agreed to support and feed and give food to his great-grandparents, Noah would be demolished, destroyed with all the whole world. Hashem said, I love you, Noah. I want you to teach the generations to come what's the right of survival. The right of survival is a lot of kindness, true kindness, to everybody, to anybody. The one you appreciate and don't appreciate, that's what the Gemara says, Bechesed ve'emet yechupar avon yevo ha'mashiach ben rabbeinu amen.